Well, my boy, when he had been informed of what was required of him, this future essence friend of mine, Gurnahur Harhar, made a sign to us to approach that special appliance he had invented, which he called Krakartskaha. As we came nearer this very strange construction, he pointed to it with a particular feather of his right wing and said, "This special appliance is the chief part of my whole invention, and it is just in this part that the results of almost all the particularities of the omnipresent substance, Okidanok, are revealed and exposed." Then, pointing to all the other appliances in the Krach, or workshop, he added, "All these special appliances that I invented have enabled me to obtain certain extremely important clarifications about the omnipresent and everywhere penetrating Okidanok, because they made it possible for me first to collect all three fundamental parts of Okidanok from every kind of surplanetary and intraplanetary process, and then to blend them artificially into a whole, and finally to dissociate them, also artificially, and to study the specific properties of each part separately in its manifestations." Having said this, he again pointed to the Karakartsra and added that by means of this experimental apparatus, any ordinary being could clearly understand in detail the properties of the three parts, entirely independent in themselves and in their manifestations, of the unique active element whose particularities are the chief cause of everything existing in the universe. Furthermore, any ordinary being could become convinced beyond question that no results normally obtained from the processes through which this omnipresent world substance passes can ever be perceived or sensed by beings. The only results of these processes that can be perceived by certain being functions are those that for some reason or other occur abnormally on account of causes coming from without, either from conscious sources or from accidental mechanical results. The part of Gurnahur Harhar's new invention, called Krakartsaka, and considered the most important, looked very much like a Terzakiano, or as your favorites would say, a huge electric light bulb. The interior of this original structure was rather like a smallish room with a door that could be hermetically sealed. The walls were made of a certain transparent material resembling what is called glass on your planet. As I later learned, the chief particularity of this transparent material was that, although with the organ of sight, a being could perceive every kind of cosmic concentration through it, it did not permit any rays, whatever their source, to penetrate it, either from within or from without. As I looked at this part of that astonishing being invention, I could clearly distinguish through its transparent walls, in the center, what seemed to be a table and two chairs. Above the table hung three identical objects, like terrestrial electric light bulbs and resembling momonadwars. On the table and standing beside it were several different apparatuses and instruments altogether unknown to me. I afterward realized that all the objects contained in this Krakartsaka, as well as everything we were to put on later, were made of special materials invented by Gurnahur Harhar. As regards these materials, I will go into more detail at the proper time. Meanwhile, bear in mind that in the enormous krach, or workshop, of Gurnahur Harhar, besides the Krakartsaka, there were several other large, independent apparatuses, and among them two quite special lithicons, which Gurnahur Harhar called Kri Kri Kriz. It's interesting to note that your favorites also have something like this lithicon or Kri Kri Kri, which they call a dynamo. At one side stood another enormous appliance, which turned out to be a special kind of Soluk Horakuna, or what your favorites would describe as a pump of complex construction for exhausting the atmosphere to the point of absolute vacuum. While I was looking at all this with amazement, Gurnahur Harhar went over to this complex pump and with his left wing moved one of its parts, thus putting a certain mechanism in motion. He then came back to us and, pointing with the same special feather of his right wing to the largest dynamo, continued his explanations. This particular appliance first sucks in separately all the three independent parts of the omnipresent active element Okidanok, present in the atmosphere, or in any intraplanetary or surplanetary formation, and only when these separate parts have been artificially reblended into a single whole, does Okidanok, now in its usual state, flow into that container where it is concentrated. Here he pointed, still with the same feather, to something very much like a condenser. From there, Okidanok flows into another dynamo, where it undergoes the process of Jartklam, and each of its separate parts is then concentrated in those other containers over there. This time he pointed to what resembled accumulators. Only then, by means of various artificial contrivances, do I take each active part of Okidanok separately from these secondary containers for use in my experiments. I shall first demonstrate what happens when, for any reason, one of the active parts of the omnipresent Okidanok is absent during the process of their striving to reblend into a whole. At the present moment, inside this apparatus, there is an absolute vacuum, made possible only by the special construction of the suction pump and by the quality and strength of the materials of which the walls of this part of my new invention are made. Experiments in this absolute vacuum are also possible because of the special quality of the materials of which the instruments are made. Having said this, Gurnahur Harhar pulled another lever and continued. When this lever is pulled, there begins to take place within this empty space the process whereby the separate parts of the omnipresent Okidanok strive to reblend into a whole. But since an able reason, my own in this case, has by intention artificially excluded the third part of Okidanok, known as Parijratnatius, the process is now taking place between only two of its independent parts, which science calls anode-natius and cathode-natius. Consequently, instead of the lawful results that would issue from the blending of the three parts, a non-lawful result is now being actualized and ensuing from the reciprocal blending of two opposite forces, and ordinary beings call this result the cause of artificial light. The striving to reblend into a whole of two active parts of the omnipresent Okidanok, now proceeding in this vacuum, has a force calculated by objective science of 3,040,000 volts. And this force is indicated by the needle of that appliance over there. He pointed to something very much like the apparatus called a voltmeter on your planet, and said One of the advantages of my new invention for the demonstration of this phenomenon is that in spite of the extraordinary power of the force of striving now proceeding there, the momentum vibrations which should issue from this process, and which most beings regard as rays, do not issue from the place of their arising, that is, the interior of this apparatus, where the particularities of the omnipresent Okidanok are now being studied. But in order that beings who are outside this part of my invention may evaluate the force of this process, I purposely made the wall in one place out of a material which allows the momentum vibrations or rays to pass through. Having said this, he went up to the Krak Hart Zaka and pressed a certain button. Suddenly, the enormous krach, or workshop, was flooded with such an intense light that our organs of sight temporarily ceased to function, and only after a considerable time could we with great difficulty raise our eyelids and look around. As soon as we had recovered, Gornuhur Harhar pulled another lever, which restored the surrounding space to its usual appearance. Then, in his customary angel voice, he again drew our attention to the needle of the voltmeter, which steadily indicated the same figure. And he went on, "You see, although the process of conflict between the two opposing component parts of the omnipresent Okidanok will persist with the same force of striving, and the part of the wall of this apparatus that can let the rays through is still open, the phenomenon ordinary beings call artificial light has ceased. And it has ceased because by pulling that lever just now, I introduced into the process of conflict between the two opposing parts a current of the third component part of Okidanok, whereupon this third part at once began to blend proportionately with the other two. And the result of this blending of the three component parts of the omnipresent Okidanok, unlike the process of the non-lawful blending of its two parts, cannot be perceived by beings with any of their being functions."